All right, this show is brought to you by the committee to stop boners, because natural reflex of sexual arousal must be DM'd in this post Me Too era. Oh God, I have this lens flare here on the shot here. Boy, the light is, I don't know why it's causing that. Where is that lens flare? It's hitting, I think, on the camera. No? Not the ThinkPad. Alright, you'll see a line through me. It must be Illuminati. Alrighty, so, you're pregnant, you're expecting, and you're horny. Do we still have that cut on our air?
There is my trunk! Hey, what's up?
The sky.
So my buddy is really horny, and she's pregnant.
Wow, she's horny and pregnant.
Yeah, so she wants me to bang every night.
Oh my God, that is...
I don't think he can do this.
I can imagine. But in style, of all publications, have some advice for you sexually aroused females who are reproducing. Oh God. You knew sex was going to be part of the weekly Zeus L&R. It's just only a matter of when, right? Help, I'm pregnant. Oh God. You know, I love this hour. I like to talk about horny stuff. Help, I'm horny and pregnant. I'm pregnant and horny as hell. It's perfectly normal for pregnancy to kick your sex drive into high gear. Here's what you need to do before getting it on. Dear Dr. Jen Mann, I'm 4 months pregnant and horny as hell. This is an InStyle. InStyle.com, kids. My husband is psyched that I'm so turned on, but he's getting stressed about sex and hurting the baby. Yeah, that makes sense that the man's on top, right? Is that a thing? Is there anything we need to worry about? There is no way I'm going to make it through the next 5 months without serious action help, pregnant and horny. Dear pregnant and horny, when it comes to pregnancy and sex, most women I know are... one extreme to the other. Either they're in a place where they don't want to be touched because so often having side effects like nausea, back pain, sore breasts, and sensitivity in general, or they're hornier than ever. Have you ever wondered that part you're part of the second camp? Most women who are in your group had the best sex of their lives during pregnancy. If you watch the live stream, the picture kind of got lost. Let me try to refresh the page here, because this is a good file photo. The woman looks like she's 4 months pregnant and is about to do it. Sometimes a big belly could get in the way of a good time, so make sure you experiment with different positions so that you're comfortable while doing the deed. Some positions that are particularly successful for the pregnant lady are women on top, side by side, spooning, or sitting on the edge of the bed. But in general, pregnancy sex is safe and extra sexy, but don't be afraid to go on for it. But I wonder about the unborn baby, if the baby gets horny when he hits the period. Makes me wonder. I wonder if there's studies about a horny mother makes a horny offspring. Hormones are raging. Why is pregnancy sex the best? Hormones are raging in a good way. During pregnancy, there's an increase of estrogen, prognosterone, human placental lactogen, I can't even talk, and most importantly, libido and testosterone. And just like puberty, when your hormones are acting wild, and your desire and your ability to keep it in check goes wild too, you're feeling sexy. Some women feel very in touch with their female energy and sensuality like during pregnancy. Your body changes the whole in a lot of unexpected ways during pregnancy, but for so many people, fuller breasts and certain curves can feel all sexy and exciting. Number three, blood is flowing to the area. During pregnancy, there's an increase of blood supply to the uterus, cervix, and vagina, basically the female version of getting an erection. Remember the girl boner blog I talked about? This increased supply makes your genital area more sensitive and becomes more easier to become lubricated. But you probably already knew that considering your call for help. We're not even done with this yet. Make the most of it. Your partner is excited. A male client once told me that having sex with his pregnant wife especially excited because he got to play with new boobs. he said like it was having an affair without guilt. Oh, God. There's a lot to unpack with that particular fantasy. Oh, God, I got copy and pieces. You're for you. I'm having your partner excited about your body's often a turn on. You're connected. You're sharing this amazing new bond together. This new life of you connects in a profound ways that can lead to deeper and meaningful sex. Okay, why is this freaking JavaScript crap? Okay, come on. Different things turn, you know, again, the novelty factor is huge. You may be excited by activities, positions, or fantasy that don't normally do it for you. Keep in mind, communication is important during pregnancy since sex is so much different. New things may feel great or terrible, but didn't used to. No birth control worries. I don't think we need to talk about that. Always stick it out during pregnancy, oral sex, which is safe, anal sex, ew, sex toys, okay. All right. I'll post a link on this because this is pretty lengthy. But there's another site that I read on if you're horny and pregnant. Let's see if I have that on the screen. Oh, it's female arousal. Oh, this is female. This is not about sex, pregnancy sex. You know, I remember this girl that, or this lady, her name was actually Melanie of all names. She, was the speech therapist at my out of school program. And she had her belly button piercing. She was like 8 months pregnant. She was totally like banged up. And she had her belly button piercing still pierced. And I remember talking to the cook in the kitchen, like, oh, that girl, oh, that Melanie. It's like, that's probably what knocked her up, and most likely is a belly button piercing, those scenes. I mean, God. But the thing about the 2000s was sex was, you know, sex appeal was the thing. But speaking about sex, let's go to Charlie in Chicago. He's got an interesting question while we're on the subject on horniness. Charlie, what say you, Charlie?
Hi, this is Charlie from Chicago. I'm actually calling from Chicago tonight. I was discussing some of my lady friends about girls wearing choker necklaces, and there's this myth out there that girls who wear them are hoes or sluts and stuff like that, and I just was curious to get your take on it since you're giving female fashion advice.
Alright, so there's stuff to unpack there. There's girls who are hoes and sluts that wear chokers, and then there's the doggy collars, you know, the bondage thing. Since bondage and sex don't kind of go hand in hand, let's take that out of the equation and go with girls that wear chokers
okay.
For sexual purposes, or something along those lines. So I remember seeing girls who were wearing the choker necklaces in 1999 when I was at the Londonderry Middle School for those few months. In fact, one of my ex-crushes, all of a sudden, senior teacher, she's wearing a choker. Now, remember, in the 1990s, chokers were all the rage, meaning that it was abundant, it was mainstream from like 10 to 40-year-olds. But there was, I noticed there was a trend between 12 to 21-year-olds, school, you know, pubescent and going, you know, to school, you know, pubescent, school-age, college-age girls and stuff like that. And now girls that started puberty earlier or ending puberty at the same time boys are at 21, girls would start early and early. So my thought was that for a lot of girls, if they're not wearing for Takora purposes, they're wearing it for something more than that. And if they're going through puberty...
I've heard about that, the statement.
Yes, a statement necklace. Yes, that's what chokers are known for, statements. But it literally lives up to its name when you're making a statement, when you're wearing them, you know, in a certain way. So there's the pretty chokers, and then there's the chokers where you're wearing it for sex. So, like, back in the day when chokers were in the 90s, where, you know, it was abundant, you could get them at, you know, Claire's or the icing or stuff like that. But then when it became more niche, you know, you could still find a choker in a junior's apartment or maybe at Claire's, but not as much. But there was always this trend between this 12 and 21 years, because I'll tell you, as I was going through adolescence with the girls that were obviously wanting to either get laid, making out, dry humping, just wanting to get stripped, or whatever, you're wearing this thing, you're wearing, they're normally tighter, so you're wearing like a leather pendant necklace, you are wearing a leather or pleather necklace, a fabric. Going back to there was a pregnant girl, a 20-something pregnant girl I saw at Home Depot, like, it's about in my early 20s. She was knocked up. It was around Christmas time. She's pregnant, dark hair, brown eyes, really cute, pregnant with the guy wearing a ribbon choker. She probably was doing it, too, while she was expecting. And, you know, when you wear the fabric, the leather, or the pendant, right around your neck, especially with lobster claws, I think it is sending a statement. And it's like a feedback loop, right? Because if you're not, like, it's not tight enough that where you can't breathe, but it's tight enough to kind of close certain nerves that if you take down one, because remember, the center of the girl's neck, sexual injury is on her neck. So if you start to kind of block those nerves, it's going to compensate in other ways. So she's going to feel frisky or get really flirty.
I see.
Yeah, she's going to get flirty. She's going to get all touchy and all that. Or the guy she wants to do is get touchy. Again, remember, back in the past, she had low ice jeans. She had noodle-strapped wheel tails showing belts, cleavage, belly piercings, exposés, sheer shirts, and shut-off bras. Everything. So you're wearing this thing. And girls are wearing that for 16 hours. So if they're a senior in high school, they're wearing that thing from when they go. And especially, like, I had seen girls, like, either it was on Facebook or even in the real world, that if a girl was... if she was frisky, she would wear the more tighter types of chokers. The you know, if she couldn't find a choker, she would go find a shoelace, a ribbon, or take her detachable bra strap. Okay? You put that thing around your neck, and like I said, if you start cutting off certain nerves on your neck enough, you can't... I mean, again, if a girl is listening to this and is watching, please confirm this, because that is my correlation. Those types of chokers are clearly sexual. She just wants... She's horny, aroused. You know, party girls, especially, like I said, if it's not for sex, she is wanting, you know, safe sex, just make it out, whatever. That's still very, you know, hot. And again... It was up to them. She's feeling hot under the collar. You're wearing those kind of things.
Foreplay.
Yeah, foreplay as well. Yes. And, you know, again, you know, girls in their early 20s. And remember, too, girls, the younger girls are, the higher the fertility rate, right? So that biological plays a huge factor, even if a girl doesn't want to reproduce.
Well, interesting.
Do that. But yes, I really do think that there's something that, and again, what I was, not that I was checking out younger girls, forget to please, that was when I'm people watching, I saw, again, when the chokers were not in fashion, because it wasn't in fashion for a good 20 years, girls that were in, you know, middle, high school, college age, the ones that were wearing more statement necklaces, yeah, you could tell there was, there you were trying to get attention, project attention, grab the attention, or feel it. There is some science between the more feminine choker necklaces, and again, it has to be confirmed. There was one blog post that I don't remember where I read, where a girl had worn a choker and she just got all this rush of arousal. And so yeah, that, you know, I just think more people are not just denying it. But yes, if a girl's watching this, if you're like a child 21 or 21, or you're in your 30s, and
interesting,
and it'd be nice to confirm.
An interesting way of looking at it.
Yep, statement necklaces. It adds, you know, she's just wants. She wants to give a boy a boner. She wears a choker. That's kind of how I said. The ones, like I said, the ones that look pretty sexually deviant, you know, not the BDSM and not the other.
Interesting. So a girl who wears it is making a statement, in theory, suggestive, and she's not a whore per se, but if she's doing it as an act, then you. That's interesting.
Yes, I don't think calling it slut shaming.
Yeah, it's yeah, I mean, who won it? You know, the smoke.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Sexually,
right.
Yeah.
That's all I wanted to know. It's a good perspective on it. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Have a good one.
Yes, you too. Yes, it's, to me, if you're like, again, if you got a slender neck, yes, I've heard that one. You got a tall neck. Okay, but if you're showing off bra straps, noodle, wheel tail straps, belts that are like right down to her, you know, pubic line, I mean, you're not going to tell me that that thing is not playing a factor. Again, I grew up in the 2000s when it was technically out of fashion. And again, the ones that have the adjustable stuff, like the tattoo ones, you're not going to feel it. But if you're wearing like a bra strap, you're wearing like a pleather or leather or a pendant, where that thing you're feeling all day long, you're not going to tell me that you're feeling a little bit frisky or you're just wanting to just turn on your hormones. Yeah. Please confirm that if girls are watching this clip. I will make this clip for a podcast. Let's go to Mech in Chelmsford. I'll see if we can move on from this. Mech, you're on the weekly Zoom. Mech.
Hi, Sarah. How are you?
Good. How are you?
What a deep conversation. Talking about girls with choker necklaces, and then you just go to me.
That's
a segue.
I have curiosity
with, why do guys like girls who are skinny and slender? What goes into there? What goes in your mind? Are you attracted by skinny girls or?
I'm attracted to girls of all shapes. I think with
slender.
Ones,
how do you find slender?
Because the body mass is proportionate. She's not like a skinny or anorexic. It's her body mass, her bone structure. I tend to go with slender ones because I'd like to carry the girl, and I'm not the most person. So short, like 5'1", you know, a tiny, you know, waist and hips. I mean, they're cute, you know? I mean, what are you going to say about slender girls? I mean, when's it?
Oh, you're such a hoe, aren't you?
Well, you know, that would be my explanation why people would be attracted to slender people. It's just a lot, but, you know, they're the ones that could be wearing chokers and all silly stuff, too, because their bodies could...
Interesting.
Yeah. What's saying about it?
So you do go for the skinnies.
I do go for the skinnies, but I... healthy body mass balance.
Lots of fashion.
Yeah,
interesting. Yeah, really interesting, Keith. I'm glad you were opening up. Thanks for the call, and I'll talk to you later. Bye.
And I just mentioned juniors. Like, I think that the way people would characterize juniors' fashion is that the girls growing, or even, like I said, they're growing up to, like, 21 now. They're a little slow now. They're pokies physiologically, but sometimes their hips or their height is off between their upper body, and I think that's why. But slender girls tend to wear juniors clothing, and there's just something youthful about that, at least for me. At least that's how I was attracted to Melanie. But let's go to Josh. Josh, you're next on the Love and Relationships Hour at 10. What say you, Josh?
Hey, dude, what's up?
This guy.
Okay, so I just want to get an answer to your political opinion on issues. I have a family, too, that if I were to show them a picture of Vladimir Putin, and they'll look at him as a creep. But if I put Donald Trump next to Vlad, they're not going to believe it, even though there's correlation between these dicks. So, I couldn't totally understand your frustration. I mean, Trump was coming yesterday to talk about infrastructure. I would be happy. So, if Trump came to answer, it's great, but if it's someone else, it's bad. It makes no logical sense with people. But that's all I wanted to say with that. With regards to, I'm dating a girl, and she's very lusciously attractive. I think she's got good substance, but I also want to get in a play with her. So when's a good time to kind of play with her, if you know what I mean? How should I approach it?
Start touching her different spots, see how she reacts. Just gently.
Yeah, I'm a gentle dude and a pickup.
Oh, what a pun.
So I don't want to, like, speed it up too quickly.
Right, I would just say start touching her, see how she reacts, and then slowly start touching, start making out, go from the making out. You know, if you got a girl you could touch her, she doesn't like it being touched. That's
all right.
To me, it's something.
Good enough, thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Josh. Going back to your political thing, yes, there is a double standard. If Trump had the same bill on infrastructure, because remember, this is the first, like, bipartisan bill that has been passed in a number of years. Okay, and then not only that, you got the Boberts and the Bimbos saying that, you know, this is Marxist spending, a socialist bill. Oh my God, I cringe. It's not a perfect bill, but yes, if Trump was coming in here, they would be happy. But because it's a different face, a different presidential number, it's all a scandal. Don't get me started. Katie, you're on the weekly Zoo. What say you, Katie?
Absolutely, Kate. I grew up in the 2000s in the Britney era, and I can probably attest to some of the our little horny selves, and I wore the chokers, and I wore revealing outfits in the way to get a play with a boy, and it worked most of the time. Am I a slut or a whore? I'm not sure. I had 3 partners in the course of 5 years. And with my bae, we did it almost very often, and yeah, I kind of miss those days, to be honest, but.
Okay, oh, Katie, did we lose Katie? We lost you, Katie. Oh, call us back, yeah. Millennials are very, I think they're really sexual. I mean, that's why I made the theory on that, because the girls wear all this stuff. You're not wearing sexually revealing stuff just to feel show off. There's more to it. And again, that pregnant girl at the Home Depot that I, you know, saw, did a quick look. Yeah, she was, yeah, ribbon choker, again, adjustable. If that thing has got some way to loosen and tighten, because a tattoo choker is just really a decorative, or even ribbon stuff, but if it's something that you're adjusting, that means you got a tension system, and the more you close your nerves around your neck, because remember, ears, neck, goes right down to the lady parts in terms of the nerves, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
You're not going to tell me it had some sexual connotations. BDSM, forget that. I'm going to... Natalia? You're on the weekly, so you're the last caller tonight. Natalia, what say you?
It's Natalia.
I'm sorry, Natalia.
How are you?
Bad, I botched it. How good are you?
Okay, there's this guy I like, and he is not getting the signals. I flirt with him. I try to get attention to him, and I don't think he's getting it. How can I get his attention?
You're going to have to go on a covert mission and go more aggressive on him. Do you wear glasses?
No, I'm not.
Okay, do you...
I think so. I have good cleavage.
You got good cleavage. Okay, so you might want to get a push-up. You want to show off your body. So you got your cleavage.
I think so. I have good cleavage.
Okay, you got good cleavage. Okay, do you wear makeup?
Maybe.
Okay, do you wear glasses?
I don't wear glasses, no.
Okay, so there you go. Keep your makeup minimal. Make sure your eyes are showing, because if you are turned on by this guy, you need to
show. Yes, I'm attracted to him in a... Yes.
Yeah, you want to talk with him and try to go and say, yeah, I'm turned on by you. I'm interested in you. You turn me on. Let's make a date. Because the guy may not be getting... He might be getting noises, but not the signal. Not to quote.
Oh,
by any
okay.
Time. Yeah.
All right, thank you.
And you know what? Well, I know this is going on our